This is Passport to Texas. Early in 2017, Texas Parks and Wildlife's Artificial Reef Program created a new underwater oasis for marine life by using a 371-foot cargo ship called the Kraken, sunk about 65 miles off the coast of Galveston. 7 months after sending the Kraken to the Gulf seafloor, biologists returned to investigate what has become of one of the state's largest artificial reefs.
What we're going to see, we don't know until we get down there.
Dale Shively oversees the artificial reef program for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
It only takes a few months to get a significant amount of marine growth.
There's a lot of fish on that ship.
Parks and Wildlife artificial reef specialist Chris Ledford says prior to reefing the Kraken, biologists witnessed a couple of sharks in the area, but no reef species. And now it's teeming with marine life.
I wasn't expecting it to proliferate that much that quickly after sinking. Considering the ship has only been down here for 6 months, it's got a lot of productivity going on. We're really happy with the way it's progressing. I don't think it really could have gone any better than what it's showing up to be. It looks great. It's really cool.
See the reefing of the Kraken and the results on the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS the week of October 6th. The new season of this award-winning series begins the week of October 13th. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.